Bush and Ritchie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. Look, he's back.
Hello.
Here he is.
Yeah. Been great. Didn't go anywhere. Just was at home.
I think sometimes people maybe expect someone to go away for their week off or fortnight off or whatever, but there's a lot to be said for just staying put, isn't there?
I've got to the age where I really couldn't give a monkey's about what people think.
Yes.
And that's it's so good to reach that. And all I wanted to do... And you'll understand this. This is me being serious for a second.
Oh, yeah.
It's no disrespect to yourself and our producer, Nicholas. All I wanted to do was not be at work for a week.
Thanks very much. Brilliant. You must be gutted to be back.
No, actually, absence makes the fart... not the fart.
That's a Freudian slip. How's this going? You going all right?
You see, I'm rusty. Makes the heart go fonder, not the fart go Honda. That would be very different.
Honda, though, if you'd like to get in touch and use that as a strap line for 2027.
It's good to be back. I missed you guys. But, yeah, just being at home was great.
Do you know what, though? I was talking to my wife, Katie, the other night about it. And it's just that thing of when you have to go in, and we've got a weird job, right? But like when you, there's much harder jobs than ours, millions of harder jobs than ours. But when you have to go in and be on form, double thumbs up.
And we're very rarely on form.
Very rarely on form. But like that thing of going in and having to be up makes you just want to just get away from it for a little bit.
Yes.
And not have to perform for anyone.
So as a result, I've had a whole week of very long dog walks.
Yep.
Swimming. That's it.
That's like, great.
You know, when people go, well, what have you done for your week off? Gone on longer walks with the dog than I normally would.
Been hanging out by the pool.
Yeah, 2 days. Natalie and the kids up at Alton Towers.
Oh, wow, she's
I'm just
like...
on my own at home with the dog.
Incredible. Your Wi-Fi working okay?
Yeah.
That's good.
Here's the show.
Bush and Ritchie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Ritchie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
You know what? All week last week, I was putting both microphone faders up, even though you weren't here. A little bit like someone whose partner has passed away and they still set them a plate at the table for dinner.
That's made my heart flutter.
Isn't that a lovely moment? But now he's here to use it. Welcome back, Ritchie.
I've missed that face.
Oh, I missed your little face.
I've missed that face. I've had so many anecdotes, no one to say them to. Well, certainly no one's interested.
Well, you know what? Ben from the Therapy Guarantee here on Absolute Radio, he just said you look very zen.
I feel very zen.
Keeping yourself calm after your week
I tell you
off.
What it is, because it didn't go anywhere. I just had a week off.
Mm-hmm.
I was just at home for a week.
Because of the tag.
It's so inconvenient.
It really is.
However, what I did do was I did a lot of swimming last week.
Ooh.
So in town, there is a Lido. And so I thought, well, I'm gonna try and get into the Lido.
So forgive me my ignorance here. Lido is just a posh outdoor pool.
It's an outdoor pool.
Outdoor pool.
It's an outdoor pool, yes. So I booked myself in for 3 consecutive days of swimming at the Lido.
Yeah.
Into the adult session. You don't want to be in there for the free-for-all when it's kids and inflatables and stuff like that.
Also, people start talking.
So I put myself into the adult lane session. And after 3 days of doing lane swimming, I feel like I'm in a position to make an observation about lane swimming.
Okay, well, we'll please do.
They need a fourth lane.
Okay, so what have they got at the moment? They've got...
So you've got your slow lane, then you've got your medium lane, and then you've got your fast lane. Now, I am by no means a very good swimmer at all. I had to have adult lessons to learn to swim because I never learned properly as a kid. I'm that bad.
Okay.
However, I'm too quick for the slow lane, but I'm definitely not quick enough for the medium lane. So I think there needs to be a fourth lane that is introduced, and I would call it the slow but happy to get their hair wet lane.
I like that.
Because there are so many people in the slow lane that are swimming at like 45 degrees because they don't want to get their hair wet.
Oh, like my mum back in the day when she used to go swimming with us on holiday, she would swim, I don't mean this in a bad way, the way that a dog swims.
I don't mean it in a bad way. No, it's just an observation.
Just the bottom of her hair, the tiny bit at the bottom of her perm would get wet, but the rest of it bone dry.
Probably a better swimmer than me, but doesn't want to get the hair wet.
That's a good point.
It's just the fourth lane. That's my only observation.
It is a good point. I do think that slow lane has got what I would describe as an occupational therapy vibe to it. They should be in a water tank at a hospital. Not coming out and swimming with everybody else.
That's a fifth lane. Lane swimming, discuss. Emma in Worcester says there needs to be another lane for people who pound up and down, oblivious to others, harassing them to get out of their way, like a BMW driver on a motorway.
Well, do you know what? There is a thing where I think people dip down one lane slower than they normally would do, just because they want to be the ones that overtaking people.
Yes.
It gives them an ego boost, doesn't it, as well? I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think lane swimming, it brings out the worst people in the world.
If you were to go lane swimming, what lane are you putting yourself in?
I'd say middle lane, but petrified. Absolutely petrified. There you go.
Gary says, this has got to be my last message. You won't be hearing from me for a while. I'm under police investigation over the theft of a load of swimming pool inflatables. I've got to lie low.
Is it bad that after the show I want to find him and hurt him on his doorstep? Jim from Wokingham says, lane swimming, please introduce an overtakers only lane for people who like to show off. Why do they choose to swim fast in the medium lane? Just go in the fast lane.
That's a very good point.
It winds people up.
Caro, what lane are you finding yourself in?
I go in the fast lane.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh.
Most of the time, yes.
So,
elite.
What do you think of this idea that we're putting forward of a fourth lane, which is the slow but happy to get hair wet lane?
I think it's a very good idea.
Right, so you're a top-end swimmer then, going in the fast lane. Do people who aren't really fast enough to be in the fast lane annoy you because they come into the fast lane too?
Yeah, occasionally. I'm very patient. I don't like to overtake people. Like, you get those swim groups that come in and just basically just go round everybody, and I'm not like that. There's some people that I might get to the end of my lane, and I've been catching up with them a few times. They'll suddenly push off just as I'm about to do my turn and go ahead, and it's just a little bit annoying.
That is annoying because, I mean, back at the other end of the pool, the slow / medium end, you're kind of having this very British look at each other of, I'm resting. It's so bad.
Caro, have you got any of the kit, flippers, one of them face masks or anything like that because you're an elite swimmer?
No, just got goggles. Not even a hat anymore, not even a hat.
What's the point of a hat? Will a hat make me go faster?
Apparently it does, yes. That's only if you're really getting into it.
Yeah, I think the gut's holding me back.
Slowing him down a little bit. Yeah.
Reinventing lane swimming on the show this evening. It bothers me that the slow lane at my pool, says this text, in the middle of the pool, lanes 4 and 5. The fast lane is lane 1 and 2 at the pool edge. Surely slow people like me would prefer being able to abort easily because they're too unfit.
That's a nightmare, isn't it? It's like when you tap out and you're really tired, what you're doing is stepping into the fast lane of the motorway.
Exactly.
What's going on there? I feel like this is going to be on Panorama.
We've done some good work.
Some good investigative journalism, which if I could say would be an amazing thing.
How about this? From Sam in Weymouth says, I used to swim competitively as a teen for the Burnham-on-Sea swim team. We would all regularly do lane swimming each week to train. If we ever found ourselves behind a slower swimmer, it was commonplace to grab the person's foot and drag them out of the way to overtake. We all did it. Suggest you stick to the same slower swim lane, but adopt, as she calls it, the Burnham-on-Sea overtake technique.
Is that a polite way of describing drowning?
It's a horrendous idea.
Dragging someone under the water like that?
I guess it's dragging them back if they're swimming in the first place, but you can't be doing that.
Well, I think if you drag them back and they're swimming forwards, they're going to go down.
That's how it kind of pans out. Yes, it's true.
That is absolutely unbelievable.
Can't be doing that.
Imagine dragging back a 75-year-old person who's slowing you down.
You can't do that.
That is absolutely... Yeah. I respect the eliteness of it all in terms of trying to get to that end goal and nothing's going to get in your way, but really? This text is a little bit edgy. Gents, you're getting the lane protocol thing all wrong and sounding like those people who call Jeremy Vine to complain about potholes. The pool, like the country's budget, is a fixed size, so another lane means smaller lanes and more congestion in the other lanes. Yours sincerely, an ageing fast lane swimmer who's carrying an injury and is traded down to medium. Says it all, really.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
So we were just talking about this whilst the song was on a minute ago. It's just over a year ago, 4th of July last year, in fact, was a monumental date for the Home Time Show, and you are an amazing audience, because it was then that we hired a pub in Cardiff, the Old Arcades, and put on a little party for our amazing listeners before the first Oasis gig, as they set off on their Live in 25 tour. So that was like the beginning bit, the curtain raiser in many ways, of last year's Britpop Summer.
Where has that year gone?
Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
One of the best bits about that show, so many, it was great. I remember doing the show in the window of the pub and people coming by and picking up bucket hats, everyone in that amazing vibe ahead of that first Oasis gig. But one of the best things about it for me, remembering, was, do you remember we got a Welsh male voice choir, because we were in Cardiff, to do Oasis.
How many special people change, how many lives are living strange, where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball, where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide, in a champagne supernova in the sky.
Absolutely amazing.
They were great.
They were absolutely inspiring. Blew our socks off. We had so many lovely comments about it as well. So look, it's got us thinking. What was lovely about that was taking a Britpop song, a Britpop anthem, and then doing something a little bit different with it. Obviously, that the treatment there is the Welsh male voice choir. And we were thinking for this Britpop summer, can we do that with a different bit of music? Can we do a treatment of the Britpop songs we know and love, but do them slightly differently?
Surely we can. The answer.
The question is what?
Yeah.
It could be anything.
Yeah, exactly.
It could literally any. So we always think you guys are brilliant at coming up with great ideas. So if you can think of a way that we can kind of put an interesting spin on Britpop songs this Britpop summer, we'd love to hear about it. We're open to all suggestions.
No name attached to this text, but
that's a bad start.
That's actually a good idea. I could picture us in this, and that's including you and I in this.
Right.
How about a barbershop quartet?
Oh, no.
You and I in like those red and white pinstripe waist suits, the jaunty boater hats, the canes. That would be such fun.
They remind me of like ghosts. Something that would go down with the Titanic, keep on singing even though it's going above their eyes.
You don't see very many modern day barbershop quartets.
Imagine Liam Gallagher's reaction if we did like What's the Story Morning Glory in the style of a barbershop quartet.
He would never cross this threshold ever again.
Do you know what? I went to an Anglo-Saxon festival yesterday in Southend.
Really?
The Southend Anglo-Saxon Festival. Basically, people fighting with swords and spears and
right.
stuff. What about getting some of the songs played on a lute? And one of them drums. Them turny-twisty drums.
I reckon that could be done.
Yeah.
I mean, a lute is basically just a guitar, isn't it?
It's just a really long guitar with two or three strings.
Yeah, it's going to transfer, I would have thought.
What about this from Lucy? Hi, guys. Let's continue the summer theme by combining a Britpop classic of your choice, thanks, Lucy, with Steel Pans. Always gives Caribbean vibes.
There was obviously a groundswell earlier for the barbershop quartet. Julia says, my rock choir leader is part of an award-winning barbershop quartet. Have a great evening. I could put you in touch.
We're absolutely fine, but thanks for getting involved. Right, let's go to the phone. Stotty's on the line. Stotty, what is your idea?
Now, I've seen a few things on social media. You see these sea shanty bands where it's all, you know, dressed up like an old sailor, but the grog in your hand.
Right.
One of them for doing park life or common people.
Right, so dressed as like a Morris dancer or something like that.
Well, no, that'd be Morris Dancer, wouldn't it?
That's a good point.
Morris Dancer's doing a sea shanty.
A sea shanty.
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks very much for that story.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
I hit upon something at the tail end of last week that I thought, let's do this properly when Richie gets back, because he'll love it.
Okay.
Because you like your roads and your transport and your travel and stuff, don't you?
I do.
So here's the thing, right? Here's the challenge. Describe a motorway as a type of person. Because all motorways are unique. All every single motorway you go on, whether you like it or not, it's got a certain character type, hasn't it?
I already love this.
So do you know what I mean? So if you think about a motorway you travel on quite a bit, describe it as if you would describe a person. So, for example, what started this all off tail end of last week on this show was me saying the M5 is like a mate who's usually fine, but can occasionally turn after a few pints on a night out. Because overall, the M5 is fairly dependable, but occasionally it can just completely destroy you,
can't it? Brilliant. This is really, really good.
Please do. If there's anything
can I try?
You've got, please do.
M27 between Southampton and Portsmouth and Bournemouth, all right?
This is a motorway I've never been on.
Well, there you go. Well, I'll tell you what it's like. The M27 is like a short man at the bar.
Right.
Okay? Not much to it, and you think it's okay, then suddenly turns very angry at the end.
Where'd you get the inspiration for that particular insight into that? Only joke.
Because you get to the New Forest, it's been 3 lanes of motorway, incident-free, suddenly down to 2 lanes to the New Forest. It's a horrible experience.
So you're saying the M27's got short man syndrome?
Exactly that.
SMJ says, the M4 is a dad who's trying its best. Reliable, steady, gets you where you need to go, but occasionally has a meltdown near Reading, but who doesn't? Wears cargo shorts, owns a pressure washer, and says things like traffic's building, but we'll push on through. So please do us a favour. Describe a motorway as a type of person. Mully says, the M58 is like an East End landlady of an evening. Welcoming, easygoing, as long as you play within the rules, but tough and takes no prisoners at the end. Jet Set Willy Nilly says, the M4 is like that Jonah chap from the Old Testament as it ends in Wales. Cracking joke for this time of night.
Very good.
Well done.
Chris in Leeds says the M62, and he'd know it in Leeds, is like your mate who brings along a mate on a night out that no one really likes. You convince yourself it's going to be okay, but it never is.
Can't really vouch for him. Steve says, the M11 is like a mate who turns up with a stupid grin on his face and you roll your eyes and think, what have you done now? Oh, M11.
Ben says the M25 is like an ex-partner.
Oh, dear. Where's this going?
Accompanied you on some memorable adventures and holidays, but ultimately ends up going round and round in circles and drives you mad.
That might be my favourite one so far. Kirsten says, the M42 wants to be your friend, but would turn on you in a single moment.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
There's the show. Hope you enjoyed it. There's a question that's been burning into my mind after you were just talking about being home alone with the dog.
Hmm.
We had dogs when I was like a little kid. So it's been a long time ago. Does the dog ever come in and like look at you if you're doing a proper sit-down toilet? Like, make eye contact with you. And how does that pan out?
He does, because when I was home alone... Oh, this is grim. When I was home alone, obviously, all standards drop, don't they?
They really do. So what did you do?
Well, I wasn't necessarily closing the door.
Oh, you went out into the backyard with it.
No. And obviously, dogs are very sensory with their nose.
Oh, no. And this is not what I bargained for.
He stood there to see what was going on. And he did sort of, the head was sort of like look up and down. And he was like my shadow for the whole week, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when I was sat there doing that, he then chose to walk away.
It was even too much for him.
Yeah, his little nose.
He can't drive away like Natalie though, can he?